Welcome, everyone. It's The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you today, reminding you about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up January 30th, 7 p.m. It's rope, ride, and slide with team roping, saddle bronc, and steer rustling. It goes all the way through February 7th with the Western Art and Trade Show, the Cinch Trade Show, 400 booths there, music concerts, livestock shows, rodeos, and more. Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
I've got a great piece coming up, Mike.
What's that about?
It's called Keep Your Fork.
Keep your fork.
Yep. So stay tuned. That's coming up. This season, spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit TSLN.com to subscribe.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to the Bull Bash, February 14th. Spend Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska. Check things out there at bullbash.net. And if you're planning your next vacation, well, go to visitvalentine.com. How about that fork now?
Let's talk about the fork. There was a young woman who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness and had been given 3 months to live. So as she was getting her things in order, she contacted her pastor and had him come to her house to discuss certain aspects of her final wishes. She told him which songs she wanted sung at the service, what scriptures she would like read, and what outfit she wanted to be buried in. Everything was in order, and the pastor was preparing to leave when the young woman suddenly remembered something very important to her. "There's one more thing," she said. "What's that?" "It's very important. I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor stood looking at the young woman, not knowing quite what to say. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" "Well, to be honest, I'm puzzled by the request," said the pastor. The young woman explained, "In all my years of attending church socials and potluck dinners, I always remember that when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part because I knew that something better was coming, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie. Something wonderful and with substance. So I just want people to see me there in that casket with a fork in my hand. And I want them to wonder, 'What's with the fork?' Then I want you to tell them, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" He knew this would be one of the last times he would see her before her death. But he also knew the young woman had a better grasp of heaven than he did. She had a better grasp of what heaven would be like than many people twice her age with twice as much experience and knowledge. She knew that something better was coming. At the funeral, the people were walking by the young woman's casket, and they saw the pretty dress she was wearing and the fork placed in her right hand. Over and over, the pastor heard the question, "What's with the fork?" And over, he smiled. During his message, the pastor told the people of the conversation he had with the young woman shortly before she died. He also told them about the fork and about what it symbolized to her. The pastor told the people how he could not stop thinking about the fork and told them that they probably would not be able to stop thinking about it either. He was right. So the next time you reach down for your fork, let it remind you ever so gently that the best is yet to come.
There you go. That's been around for a while, but it's always good to hear that one. And just a little reminder in there as well. So here's a little short thing for you. We didn't have play dates when I was a kid. Our parents kicked us out until the streetlights came on, and the weakest among us ended up on unsolved mysteries like Mother Nature intended. I'm just saying. What do you have from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame?
Actually, they're sending out a Happy New Year to everyone. That's right. North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora says Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
If you have something to share with the rest of our listeners on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station like Baker, Montana's 960 KFLN AM. For The Good Stuff.